Let's head over to St. Thomas Sports Park and hear from Titans head coach Mike Vrabel.
Sack the quarterback, have some impactful play. So, you know, we'll see where Weave is, and hopefully, you know, he can help us.
How about Bud Dupree? What does this put on him to kind of step up and help out for make up for the loss?
Well, I mean, I think that there's high expectations for a lot of those guys, and certainly Bud would be a part of that. So, you know, I don't think Bud's going to play any harder or try to be any more productive with an injury. And hope that they're all aiming to do that.
I guess Tusker, one of the newest guys in the group. What do you like about him? What do you tell a new guy coming into the room?
Well, try to pay attention and focus, and there'll be some things that we do similar to places he's been. Coming from Pittsburgh, there'll be some things that we'll do differently. I know he's been meeting a lot and trying to get caught up to speed, and we'll see where he fits in defensively and special teams.
What you guys like about him, Mike? And do you remember, I guess, playing against him last year?
Well, we'd evaluated him coming out. Probably. Gives us a little flexibility there with maybe the body type and the skill set, doing some different things than maybe Weave or David has kind of done. So we'll see what it looks like here in the next couple of days.
Rob Moore get to stay around with Gordon over the last 3 days?
They've met. We're excited to add some of these guys to our roster here, Josh being one of those guys. Had some great interactions with him so far. His professionalism, he seems like he's excited to be here. And we'll see where he is as we get to the end of the week.
Prepare for this attack. How much do you look at Buffalo, and how much does, I guess, different personnel change your expectations of what they'll do?
Well, I mean, I think that there's a base. I'm sure there's things that Brian will want to do that has been brought with him from different places. Alabama, Buffalo, New England, certainly the influence that Mike's had being in Kansas City. So these guys have been around good offenses. We'll have to be ready for everything. It's the opening week.
Mike, go back to when you guys brought in Brewer. How important were the endorsements you got on him from your friends who were there with him at Texas State?
Well, I think that's, a large part of it. I mean, I think we saw, certainly tried to have a vision for the player to see where he could help us. Having Stretch, have been there and Everett and those coaches that we knew. I think it was a no-brainer really for us to try to add him to our roster after the draft.
What is he now compared with then as a player?
I think he's got, just an understanding, more a greater understanding of kind of our system and what we're trying to do. I think his versatility is still there. Probably the depth of what they were doing offensively wasn't, probably the same here as far as run game and scheme and things like that I think he's got a very good understanding of.
Availability being as big a quality as it is, how much do you guys factor in Gordon's lack of availability over the course of his career?
Well, those are things that, really are out of our control. I mean, I think we'll look at how he handles, each day. And if he is, maybe we'd anticipate him being available to us. But I wouldn't look at anything in the past. And we're excited to work with him and see how he develops within our offense.
What does Saquon Barkley show you?
Well, I mean, you just, you look at the explosiveness, the speed, everybody's at the point of attack. We understand the strength in which he runs at. I hope that we don't have too many, one-on-one tackles. I hope that there's some more guys at the football when he has it. They've got other guys that are good with the football. Tony, Robinson, the quarterback is going to have it. They've run him. In the past, he can run, and he will run. So, those are all guys that we're going to have to be able to make sure tackling will be, critical like it is every week. But, I think in this first week that just, our fundamentals really show out.
What have you seen from Madore in your film study watching the Giants?
Well, good and off coverage, and, he matches, and You know, again, it's been a small sampling here in preseason.
You mentioned tackling and fundamentals. I mean, how hard is that week one? Guys hadn't played a lot of them in a long time. What can you do on the practice field again?
Well, that's why we practice. I hope that it isn't. You know, those are things that we're practicing, you know, all the time in training camp. That's what you do to get ready for the season.
What are the elements of Gordon's game that you guys like bringing him in?
I think he's big. I think he can, you know, he's got a great catch radius, showing athleticism.
Happy with the performance in week one last year. Do you take anything from that experience in terms of how you've handled the last couple weeks or this week to try and make it different?
Just hope that we can play and coach better. I mean, we turned the ball over, didn't do a very good job taking care of the football. You know, couldn't really, you know, stop them much. And it just, you know, we got beat.
All through camp, your players were much more available, though, than a year ago. Doesn't that go into the preparation and how you feel going into this game?
Yeah, I mean, I think that we're healthier now. I mean, we'll see. I mean, that this is just the first week, and you know, we kind of see who's there and then make decisions on the 48-man roster as we work through the week. Thank you, guys. Have a good
one. There you go, Mike Vrabel, Titans head coach. Addressing the media, a couple things there. Obviously, Josh Gordon, you knew that was going to come up with him signing to the practice squad. Vrabel saying that they'll see where he's at a week's in. Leaves it open-ended. You know, if they feel like he's up to speed working with Rob Moore, which is obviously a good person to work with, then, you know, there's a chance he suits up against the Giants. But his pass came up. Vrabel gave the answer that you would expect him to give, and that is that the – you know, they're only going to evaluate him on what he does here. But and we've talked about this. A lot of things have changed with the league and testing. And but I think that they want to see him have a strong work ethic and remain a professional. And that's what they're looking for. But at 31 years old, 32 years old, what does Josh Gordon have left in the tank? We're going to find out.
Well, one thing he doesn't have is tread on the tires. Because he's just been so in and out of the league for personal reasons that, and then, you know, last year he didn't play much in Kansas City. I don't think he's had any, and I could be wrong on this, I don't think he has had any major injuries since he's been in the NFL. So the tread is not there.
I think he had a knee.
He might have had a knee in the first couple of years. But he hasn't played. He hasn't played a lot of football for a guy that's 31 years old, and we know why. So getting him in your system, putting him on a practice squad, see how well he picks up the offense. Because again, I said this last week, he was in a camp, so he's in condition. He's in football condition. He's ready to go from that aspect, but it's just from the mental aspect. How fast can he pick up the playbook in order to help this Tennessee Titan football team? Because, you know, now that Racy McMath is out, they have that big body, you know, wide catch radius guy that can get down the field. They don't have him anymore. So if he can pick up, you know, 40% of this passing offense, that would be a big boost for the Titans. But then not only does he have to pick it up, he has to go out and perform if and when he does make the active roster.
I always try to do this. Read the language. You know, we don't see body language. Mm-hmm. We try to listen to Mike Vrabel's voice and try to gauge how interested he is in the questions. He got several on Josh Gordon. I was just trying to read into, do we really think that he thinks that he could be in there? Mm-hmm. Or was he just sort of playing along with the questions, knew they were coming? Like, I just wonder how much there is a real sense of, we really liked what we saw in the tryout, and we think this guy could actually help us week one. It's hard to know. I'll be really curious to see if he's in the game plan in week one. To me, it would have to be 50-50 at best. He hasn't been there at all. Like, it's easy to fall in love with what he once was.
Yeah,
they
went,
they went through this with Eric Decker and Eric Moulds and Andre Johnson. They've had some guys that have come in that wow you
Julio
with
Jones.
What they did. Julio Jones. Oh, my gosh. Did we
the all-name team.
Yeah, they have an all-name team of guys that were once great players that have not been once they've got here. Randy Moss. Mm-hmm. But, like, you could put – that's a pretty good list right there, by the way.
Yeah, Moss, Moulds, Andre Johnson, Julio –
we're talking Hall
Eric
of Fame.
Eric Decker.
Yeah.
Which he's not Hall of Fame.
Yeah, but Eric Decker had some huge seasons before he got here.
And now you add Josh Gordon.
There's
to
probably
the list.
A couple more in
but,
there.
But
Yancey Thigpen, kind of.
Yeah.
Carl Pickens.
Pickens.
Yeah.
Pickens is one. But if you look at the receiver group right now on the active roster, Woods, Burks, Kyle Phillips, Westbrook Akine, Cody Hollister, you have to ask yourself if you're Vrabel and Robinson. Does Josh Gordon help you week one?
Well, I think we all agree. Mm-hmm. The first four look pretty set with Phillips, Burks, Woods, Westbrook, Akine, right? That should be the four that rotate.
And they love Hollister. Hollister's been around for
a while. But you don't need five. Am I right, Derek? Like,
that fifth one comes in.
Especially when they run a lot of two tight ends. I'm talking, you run enough two tight ends. Like, if you're running the run and shoot, then you need five, six. But running the offense the Titans run, I just don't see where you need more than four unless you're spotting the fifth guy. And so if you're spotting the fifth guy who's the deep threat, that's where I can see Gordon coming in there some.
Well, they rotate these guys so much, which I don't get, but it is what it is. They rotate these guys so much that, you know, they're all going to get sort of significant playing time. So I would assume that if Josh Gordon figures out the offense, he would just be another guy in that rotation.
Yeah. Coming up next, we'll hear from Titan safety Kevin Byard. He's going to address the media. We'll hear what he has to say. It's Chase, Willie, and D-Mace live on Labor Day, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.